Many of you know the Serenity Prayer. Lord, help me to see what I can change, what I can't change, and the wisdom to know the difference. There is also a Senility Prayer. God, grant me the senility to forget the people I never liked, the good fortune to run into the people I do like, and the eyesight to know the difference. It's nice and it's funny, I hope. For those people who don't laugh, they go, oh, that's a good idea. But for us as Christians, it's so easy to look at people who are dysfunctional, which is all of us, but we take turns at it, and to say, well, they're weird, they're funny, and to stop and think, wait a minute. We recycle products. We rescue animals. But people we throw under the bus, people we do not recycle, what kind of Christian attitude would that be? If the first time you did or said something wrong, people would say, well, you're a loser. Good luck. You're done. Even God doesn't say that. God fell in love with us not when we were beautiful and had things in order, but when we were sinful and messed up and didn't know quite what we were doing, because we call him Father for a reason. Because he sees the possibility of goodness in everyone. Now, anyone here, if you came across a car accident, you would probably stop, call 911, do something to help. You wouldn't laugh at that person. However, all of us are tempted when someone has a psychological or spiritual problem, when they do something not quite right, to avoid them or to laugh at them. This is a temptation. This is not something we should do. And we sometimes don't think this is a person in pain. Nobody gets up in the morning and says, I'm feeling so good, I'm going to cause trouble. No one gets up, my life is in such good shape, I'm going to be weird or I'm going to yell at people. No. Usually people in pain, like the old saying goes, hurt people hurt people. In other words, people who are hurt, who are in pain, and usually it has nothing to do with you or me. They lash out, they strike out, they say things that are unusual, and you should tell yourself, this is a chance for me to rescue a human being, to recycle a human soul, to give my input to help the situation, to dial 911, to pray, or to say a few words. It is very easy to laugh at someone, to mock them, and to dump them. But it is the Christian way to look at someone who is saying or doing bad things and to think, there is pain in this life. How can I, as a Christian, say or do something to help the situation? When a baby cries, we react. When adults cry, it's a lot harder, but even more necessary to react in a positive way. Slava Isusu Christu.